10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Kent Memphis Data Center.
Last week, XAI received approval from the Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality to operate natural gas turbines without an air emissions permit for up to a year while the company works on its plans to build permanent natural gas generation in South Haven. The XAI subsidiary, MZX Tech LLC, has also submitted air pollutant modeling to MDEQ for the site, according to documents obtained via the Mississippi Public Records Act. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Samuel Hardiman.
More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
Happy, happy, happy to everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice. I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin, on another great show where we bring in community leaders, community members, people that are true change agents in our community. You know, a lot of times we always talk about the problems that we have in our city. But I am convinced when we start talking about the solution, how we bring the unity back into community. And, you know, my guest today is definitely, I say he was born in community. So when you've been born in community, you have no other choice but to continue the community work. You know, I always mess with my son and my brothers, and they always say, man, we ain't going to do all this stuff you do. I say, oh, yes, you will. If the Lord called me home, but he shouldn't call me home until I'm about 100, they better be making sure they are working and taking care of people and building people. And today, we have a young man that's having an amazing event this weekend, actually Saturday, that is going to be happening at the Golden Gate Cathedral. Bishop Ed Stevens is the senior pastor. And I want to encourage people to not just come, but to come and your presence be an impact in this community and in this event, because this young man is carrying a torch. And we're going to kind of talk about all that stuff, y'all. So let me go ahead and welcome right here to the Talisa Franklin world at this point, y'all. It's my world, y'all. It's my world. And I'm grateful God allows me to live in. It's the one of the only Tim Bailey. Hello there, Tim. What's going on, my brother?
Hey, how are you?
I am fine. I have no complaints because it don't help me at all.
That's right. That's right. Likewise.
Yeah. So, Tim, do this before we dive into this, all these other things that we want to kind of talk about. I know you got the choir concert. You're doing great things in the kingdom. But before we do all that, let's kind of tell the people, who's Tim Bailey? Who are you?
Well, Tim Bailey is a son of Memphis, Tennessee, product of the Orange Mound community, born and raised, cut my teeth there. It's a phenomenal launching pad. Of course, I currently now pastor in the Chicagoland area, pastor Living Purpose Church. I always say the greatest church this side of heaven. One church, two locations, one in North Aurora and in Chicago. But make no bones about it, Memphis is home. Still love Memphis. And yeah, right now just, you know, doing ministry as a pastor and still producing and writing music and all of those things. But That's in a nutshell who Tim Bailey is.
You know what, Pastor? It's amazing that we can't get past the foundation. Whatever our foundation was, we always know that the foundation. And I, side note, now, if you hadn't left Chicago, you need to be bringing me some popcorn when you come here, right? If you hadn't left Chicago. I'm a foodie. I love... every time I come to Chicago, I cannot wait to get off the plane just to get some popcorn in the airport. Then I'm gonna go to the store, and you know my calories will be all over the place.
That's right.
So yes. When you say that you are son of the mound, right? I always tell people, y'all, I know the mound. I'm down with the mound, right? The mound has so many promises. There's so many great people that has came out the mound. But there's also a lot of great people that live in the mound right now. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your, as a young Tim, what would you have liked somebody to say to you as a young man that maybe somebody that's listening to live in the mound and maybe seeing some of our children maybe not going the right direction? that they could say to them that somebody should have said to you that can keep you, keep them on the right track as if you stayed on the right track?
Find your purpose. Mm. I think that's the most important thing. When I grew up, it's a different today because when I grew up, the community had so many other things to offer, whether it was things to do as it pertains to football in the community, basketball, community centers, you know, had so many various things. Even in school, you know, they used to offer shop, wood shop, things that were going to kind of send you on a career. And now I think that the community in so many ways has kind of moved away from that. But it doesn't mean that you still can't find something purposeful to do, something you love, something you hang on to. Because just like a lot of the kids today, I was running with the wrong crowds and, you know, in the streets. But a lot of that was because that's what I saw and that's what I was around. But once I got an opportunity to be a part of football and basketball and music, once I was able to do that, those things saved me. I'm telling you, like, I know for a fact, sports and music is what the Lord used to save me and redirect me to show me what my purpose and my assignment is. And so you're never too young to find your assignment. And I think in order for you to do that, exposure is necessary. We have to start exposing our kids to things that will begin to awaken the seed of purpose and potential on the inside of them. You know, you think about Mary in the Bible and Elizabeth, you know, Elizabeth got there or Mary got to Elizabeth's house, her baby leaped, you know, and so you want to be exposed to the type of people or the type of things that will, you know, make that potential, that purpose within you begin to leap so that you can see it manifest in your life. So,
you know, and I'm glad you said that because I share with people all the times when we see young people, of course, in our communities that may make a poor choice, right? And they're not making a poor choice because they woke up that day and say, I'm going to make a bad decision today. Mm-hmm. But their environment pulls them in, right? And we as adults, we have to make sure that we're giving them an escape out of that area. Absolutely. You know, I remember years ago, and now these young boys are grown. Some went the right way, some went the wrong way, but I did what I could, right? But I remember going through the hood and picking them up, and they were all jumping my truck. It's like it felt like it was like a clown car. Mm-hmm. And I take them outside of my Douglas community so that mm-hmm. they can see something other than what they see, right? And many of them had already started joining gangs, but I would get them, and they knew the code. I pull up, everybody stay down till we clear. And so that means I had all the different gang members was in my vehicle, right? We didn't have social media, so they couldn't post that they were together, but we were able to go outside the community and I have those conversations with them and, you know, share with them, y'all are fighting for no reason, right? But now I see some of them made poor choices, some of them made great choices, and I've seen them. But I had to take them out the community. And then I think about what you said, you know, football and the car. The art saved a lot of people, right? Yeah. I don't think we had a choice. There was a picture of when I had a community, anyone in a choir, it was just a group of young people that in the choir stand, right? Because I didn't know about nobody, no singer. Mm-hmm. But that group, I look at them now and I look at the ones that's doing well. I look at the ones maybe made too many poor choices that they couldn't understand that me taking them out the environment for two hours, but you were in 22 hours in that environment. So the art saved them. And so I think about when you think about the reunion choirs and you think about the community choirs, you have from the Billy Rivers and Angelic Voices of Faith community where it came together from Southside. Then you have the Kevin Davidson and the Voices that brought up the Hamp, right, of Binghamton. And then you have the Orange Mound Community Choir, which gave those children in Orange Mound an opportunity to use their talents, to be in a community of other people that was going to make them accountable, and also sometimes get on a bus and go somewhere that they never thought they could do what they love to do. And so, you know, but you're away, you're pastoring, you went on with your life, God has been good to you. What made you say, I got to come back and do this reunion? And why now? out of all the years? Why?
Well, you know, first of all, this ministry has impacted my life. I just want to personally say, when Orange Mound was, when my brother founded, I'm a co-founder of the choir. This was 1990. And so I was 15 years old. I had just started playing, literally. I had only been playing for about a month. And so the choir is one of those things that I was speaking of earlier that saved my life. You know, this ministry has impacted my life in so many ways. It's given me a platform and an opportunity to cultivate my skills and my gifts and my talents to grow, you know, as a fledgling musician, just beginning to learn how to play and, you know, didn't know how to write songs and all of that. But I learned, you know, in this ministry. And this is the place where I really kind of cut my teeth and began to grow. Not only that, but I was able to join forces with, you know, tens of young people. We all grew up together, literally grew up together, and was able to use our gifts and talents to empower the lives of people. And so being able to do that for almost 20 years, and then, you know, the Lord opened up a door for me to move to Chicago. And so at that time, the choir never really disbanded. We just kind of stopped singing. Mm-hmm. You know, in that season. And so since then, we've all been trying to come back together, you know, because this ministry has impacted too many lives for us to just quit like that. So we feel like this was the perfect time, actually, for closure, perfect time to really do it and do it right. This is a phenomenal legacy, and we wanted to honor that legacy, you know, with having some type of finale that we could be proud of. We're going to record it, and something that we can leave as a legacy of how impactful and important this ministry has been to us. And this year would have been 35 years had we still been singing. So the timing just seemed right for everybody. We had been trying times before, but this year, for whatever reason, it seemed right to do it now.
You know, it's just a blessing that you understood that the time is now, because you may not know, but there is maybe somebody that was in the choir that was missing that community, that was missing that brother or sister, or maybe even fell off and had some challenges. And maybe this choir was able to bring them back to their purpose, right? To remember, to remind them how great they are. So sometimes the enemy, I was telling him, Sonny, I said, he likes to use a magnifying glass, and he liked to exhume and make sure whatever's going through there is bigger than what it really is. And it ain't, right? Because that's what the enemy does as a spirit of distraction. But this is a way to probably pull some people back to purpose. But when I think about that, 30 plus years, life has been life for many of those people. Maybe not in the way that is life for you, but life is just life. What has, or how has it been, brother, in connecting with those old choir members during this process? Because look, you out in Chicago there. How has it been just trying to connect with those members and say, listen, get here. We need to come together.
Yeah, well, of course, many of the members I've never lost contact with. You know, we've still been in contact, especially like some of the musicians, and many of them are my family, biological and extended. And so there's been some contact still, but many of them I haven't spoken to in a while, haven't seen in years. And so honestly, for me, this has been a joy. And I can speak for the majority of the members. It's been a joy for us all to come back together and to just spend time with one another, to see each other. I mean, I remember the first and the second rehearsals that we had, and it was just people just hugging each other, laughing, and some people emotional because they hadn't seen someone in such a while. So, you know, to reconnect with people that you did life with for so long, and of course, you know, some have gone on and, you know, they're not here. But, you know, we have great memories of that. But to reconnect with people who you did ministry with and life with, has been such a joy and a blessing. And honestly, you know, when we started singing in rehearsal and musicians started playing, literally, when we were singing those songs, there were moments when it felt like we never stopped singing. It like literally took us back in time. And it felt like, okay, we've been doing this still. You know, it's like riding a bike. You know, you never forget how to. You might not have ridden it for a while, but after a while, once you start pedaling, you get your balance back. And then, you know, you back in there. So it's been a joy. It's been a true blessing for us.
Wow. I can all imagine. I'm sure people were smiling, but they were also crying in their hearts, right?
Oh, yeah. Because
in 30 some years, life probably is life for somebody that started with you all on that journey is no longer with y'all now. So would they, and I know one of those individuals, and I know that it has to be very impactful to you and your family, was your mother.
Mm.
So would there be any way to reverence or to tribute their life of what who they were, made you all who you are today, and the other members?
Absolutely. So the night is going to be full of tributes. In fact, it's going to kick off with a tribute. Of course, we thank God for my mother, number one, who was probably the biggest cheerleader of our choir. In fact, she was the one that rallied behind my brother in his vision to do this. We actually had a male singing group at the time. But we had so many other friends who were gifted and talented. And so he just had a vision of bringing us all together. And my mom in her car would pick us up and go pick up all of the kids and feed us and take us there. And so her, along with Mama Mel, Powell and Matthew, and these were people who were advisors of our ministry. So many. We're even going to honor some of them. But we're going to honor those who have passed away. We're going to have a moment in the service where we're going to tribute their lives and just honor them and thank God for the time that we had with them. But there are going to be some other tributes as well, because there were some other people who were very instrumental in our lives. And these people have passed away as well, but we're going to tribute their life. And I can tell people now, it's going to bless your life, but it's going to kick off with a tribute to Orlando Draper. It's going to kick off with a tribute to Orlando Draper, who was a mentor of mine. And also we're going to do a tribute, I'm telling y'all, and it's going to include his family, so y'all don't want to miss it, to my brother, dear brother, Shay Norman. We're going to honor him. Who was a tremendous impact and blessing in my life. And we're going to even honor some other people. A good friend of mine, Tanner Gary, from born and raised in Little Rock, Arkansas. He was the son of one of our president owners of the last record label that we were a part of. And so he was a dear friend and brother of mine, and went on to be with the Lord a few years ago. He actually sang on the end of I Surrender All, which is on our Grateful album. And so we're going to tribute and honor him as well. So it's going to be a night full of legacy, support, and tribute.
Wow. You know, when you think about just your mom, many people don't know the effect of sometimes when you're scramming kids in your car, and you may didn't have a $20, but we had a way to stretch that $20. Everybody got something to eat. And now to see that y'all never forgot her, and not just you, you'll never forget it because that's mama, right? But right, just right. Other members and other community always talking about her sacrifice to the community. So I'm grateful. And of course, when you talk about Lorna Draper, oh my God, you kick it off with the bangs. I'm telling y'all, on this Saturday, don't y'all be late. Don't y'all be coming in there late. You're going to miss some. You got to get
it. We started on time.
On time.
Right, and we started on time, right.
Not CP time. We started on time.
On time.
All right, y'all. So that means Golden Gate got great parking, but don't you trust it, because you're going to be out to park a long way if you're too late. Get there, 3240 James Road. Come on, get there. Get off the expressway to Warford. You know, make that little quick right if you're coming, and come on to the church now. Be in your seats by 5:45. What you say to be safe?
Absolutely.
All right, y'all gonna miss that. Listen, y'all gonna miss it. Don't, because are you streaming that service? Or you, they gotta be in the place.
No, we will not be streaming. You have to be in the place because we are actually recording this. So there will be some post-editing and things of that nature that we will put out later. So we'll not be streamed live. So if you're not there, you're going to miss it. You don't want to do that.
So all y'all that were saying, I'm going to watch it on live. Well, you won't. If you're not in the place, you won't watch it on live. So don't use that. And I'm getting to the point, I'm telling people, Pastor, that I think we've got too comfortable staying at home versus going inside the building to experience the experience. So y'all get there. And so let's talk about, I know that, you know, you're saying that you're going to honor your mom, Elena Draper, and so many others, but will there be any special musical guests that people can look forward to hearing from?
Absolutely. As I said, there will be some family members from the Norman family that's going to be a part of the tribute. Some of them are a surprise, so I don't want to share them. That we were going to do a flyer with some of our guests, but many of them are going to be such a surprise to where we just decided, no, let's just wait. Let's just surprise the people when they get there. Yeah. And so they're going to be, you know, I can say First Lady Chantel Norman will be a part of it. Chantel Norman Beatty, she will be a part of it. And Sister Jeanette Bethany is going to be there. She's going to be one of the ones that's going to be singing a song for my mom. And let's just say the rest, it's going to be phenomenal. But there will be some guests. Yes, there being a part of it. Absolutely.
And so, y'all, what he's saying is you're coming for the experience and you're going to get some icing on the cake. So it's going to get sweet and sweet up. I'm excited, y'all, that this weekend, I'm telling you, all roads are leading to the Golden Gate Cathedral, 3240 James Road, pastored by the one and the only. There's only one bishop. Bishop Stevens, baby. I love me some Bishop. Bishop has been the bishop of my life for many years, and I love him. I respect his gift. And so the church is, y'all, listen, every seat in GGC is a good seat. So you got to be there, and it's going to be an amazing time. But not only will people walk away and say, oh, I supported the Orange Mound reunion. I supported the Orange Mound reunion. But what do you, Pastor Tim Bailey, want to see that is accomplished at the end of the night? What's the overall goal for this concert?
Well, I think there's going to be multiple things accomplished that night. First of all, as I spoke of earlier, I think there's going to be some closure for us. And, you know, a lot of times when you minister, sometimes you minister to you first. It's got to hit you before you can hit. It can make sense for everybody else. So just us as a choir to be able to accomplish this and come back and to do this, there's going to be some level of accomplishment, some level of closure, and a great feeling that we've done right by a ministry that not only have impacted us, but, you know, lives all over this country and the city of Memphis. And so I think it's going to be something that we can be proud of, those who were part of the ministry. And but it's not just something we want. It's something that the city wants. And so, you know, once the flyer went out, I mean, the whole city gravitated to it. You know, I went to sleep and woke up the next day. There were over 500 comments, you know, connected to it. People who are coming in from out of town, who were either used to live in Memphis or people just coming in to support, like, I'm going to be a part of this, wouldn't miss it. And so that, I think, speaks to the reach and the impact of our ministry. So I think it's something that other people wanted and desire to have. But ultimately, the goal is to just impact and inspire the lives of God's people through song and lift up the name of Jesus, because that's really what it's all about. Lifting up the name of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted, I will draw all men unto me. And so I think that God can even you know, use music to impact, change, heal, deliver, and set people free. And so that's what we want to see on that night. Ministry go forth in a powerful way where people are impacted. So.
And this is, I believe that sometimes when you invite a non-believer will come and hear music because we, you know, love music, right? Mm-hmm. But they may come as a non-believer, but leave as a believer that Jesus Christ heals, delivers, and set free. And so I'm encouraging you that you have somebody, a member of your family, maybe they're unsaved or they're unchurched or they maybe been out the wheel for so long and maybe they just need to be pulled back in. This could be your opportunity to say, hey, we want to see what the mound is doing. We want to make sure that we're giving back and we're supporting. Come on, let's go check this out. We're going to see some other people. Are there any things that's going to be given back to any charity? Are you doing anything like that to say that this was not only a great experience, but we also changed the trajectory for some organization, some nonprofit, or some individual?
Absolutely. And basically, anything that's remaining from this event is going to be donated to charity. We actually have some families that we're going to sponsor and be a blessing to. And we have a couple of organizations that we're going to be a blessing to. One of them is probably St. Jude. We're going to make a donation to St. Jude. We know they're doing some great things to change lives. But there are some specific families that we want to sponsor and be a blessing to who are really in need and have family members in need. So this gives us another opportunity to extend the purpose for why we're doing this, you know. Because the intention is not for us to continue to sing after this. This is just us coming together as a finale and to honor the legacy that we have. But what monies that we have left over, we're going to be supporting these families and a couple of the organizations.
I love it, y'all. Ain't nothing like family taking care of family. The Orange Mound Children is going to take care of the kids in the mound. And there's, we know that there's families that's hurting. And then there's also families that has been impacted and been blessed by St. Jude. So I love it. I love it. So Pastor Tim Bailey, tell people, how can they invest? How can they get a ticket? How can they move the needle of seeing the room filled with everybody supporting this reunion
choir? Yeah, well, you can get a ticket now just by going to Eventbrite. In fact, today is the last day that you can get a ticket on Eventbrite. But no worries. No worries at all. You can pay at the door. And the prices will be the same. So even though the online will end today, the being able to get in won't. So today, the link may end, but no worries. You can still pay at the door. There will be regular tickets at $15 and VIP tickets at $25. And honestly, I didn't know that the VIP tickets was going to go so fast. It's like more people are trying to get VIP tickets because they want to be closer to the front to get a good view. And as Sister Dr. Talisa said, you know, ain't no bad seat in Golden Gate, but the people want to get close as possible. But you will be able to purchase either a regular admission ticket at $15 at the door or a VIP at the door. But once we run out of VIP, of course, we'll have to just shift to a regular admission. But tonight is, or today is the only, I think it's tonight, it ends tonight. Tonight's the last night. You can purchase tickets on Eventbrite, but no worries. You can pay Zelle, Cash App, or cash at the door on Sunday. So, yeah.
You know, I'm thinking about $15. Now, come on, y'all. Y'all know, if you like me, when we stop at Starbucks, that's my drink and me my extra croissant that I love, right? So, right. $15, y'all, for us to come get a great, great experience, support Orange Mound Community Choir Reunion, and all these surprise experiences. And then, listen, your money is going back to a good cause. Pastor Tim Bailey, before I go, I want people to know a little bit about how can people stay connected to all things your personal ministry? Because what you've done in your life moving away, but you never forgot Memphis and you showed and forget the mile. So how can people stay connected to your ministry?
Yeah, you can stay connected with me. I'm on all social media platforms. Tim Bailey or Timothy Bailey on Facebook, on YouTube, Tim Bailey, and on TikTok, I'm Tim Bailey. On Instagram, I'm Tim Bailey One or One Tim Bailey. But you can find me in all of those places. And of course, if you want to follow our ministry, who's doing great things, you can just find us as well, Living Purpose Church. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. So that's those are the ways in which you can stay connected to me and things that God is doing in my life. I apologize, doctor. But you can go to my website, timbaileyministries.com. And I have to do a shameless plug for my new workbook to my book, From Victim to Victor. You can get that there. I just put out, I wrote a book in 2020 called From Victim to Victor, and the reviews were so great that people wanted me to do a workbook. So I released a workbook last year, From Victim to Victor, and of course with my latest single, No Weapon. So you can go get that wherever music is downloaded.
I love it. Will any product be sold at the concert? So people know they need to bring some cash, or they going to do cash this paper. Will any product being sold at the event?
Yeah, that would be some product there for some people. For myself, but not for Orange Man.
Okay.
But we will have an announcement about that as it pertains to something for Orange Man coming up. Yeah.
All right. And let me know, and I'll be more than happy to make sure we get that out. Pastor Tim Bailey, you have been a blessing in sharing. But if anybody know me, I am a lover and addicted to prayer. And I would love to hear people pray, and especially men pray. And so before we get off the air, will you lead us in a prayer for our community, for our city, for our world, and a special prayer for Orange Mound, which where you was reared. Can you lead us in prayer for a minute, please?
Absolutely. Let's pray. God, we honor you. We worship you. We love you. We thank you. We glorify you for being a faithful God. You are our everything. It is in you that we live, move, breathe, and have our being. And we just thank you for life. And I thank you for this moment of connection with Dr. Talisa. And I just pray, God, that you will continue to bless her first and her platform, God, as she is trying to be a blessing to those who are watching. Let her continue to be a sphere of influence, God, and lead people to Christ and remind people that you are phenomenal, God. There's so many things going on in our world and in our nation and in our city, God, but we know, God, that you are able to do the impossible, God. We pray for those, God, who are sick in their bodies. We trust and believe that, God, healing is made available to them. You were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with every single stripe, we can declare our healing. And we speak healing over the lives of each and every person that's under the sound of our voice, whether it's physical healing, financial healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing, mental healing, God, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Every place that you took a wound is a place that we can decree and declare healing. And so we speak it over the lives of your people. We pray that you will touch our government leaders and give them wisdom and direction. But ultimately, we know that the governments rest on your shoulders. And we know that you are in charge. And so we will not walk in fear, because we know, God, that you are faithful to take care of your own. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor your seed begging bread. Now, I pray, God, even as we culminate and come together on Saturday, that you would move by your power and by your strength. Let it be an anointing, a night of anointing and power. Let your glory fall in that place. And we pray that lives will be changed, impacted, encouraged, strengthened, God. And we ultimately pray that you would just allow us to leave there better than we came. Thank you for Bishop Ed Stevens and this whole team. God, continue to bless them, cover them, and keep them. And again, I thank you for Dr. Talisa. God, I pray you just continue to cover her and keep her and bless her ministry as we move forward. We love you. We thank you. And we believe all these things are done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, man of God. I appreciate you. And I just speak blessings on your life. Listen, y'all, to you all that is listening or watching the Talisa Franklin Show, whatever platform that you're listening to, know that I love you, absolutely, positively love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. You better make this day, make this moment, make this second the best ever, and learn how to be the best version of you, because everybody else, I promise you, is already taken. Be blessed is my prayer for you. Until next time, same place, same station. Know that I still love you even the more. Be blessed.
Support for WYXR comes from the Orpheum Theater, presenting the 2025-2026 Broadway season. The 8-show series includes The Notebook, The Outsiders, Back to the Future, Disney's Beauty and the Beast, and more. For more information, visit orpheum-memphis.com/season.
Hi, this is Kevin Morby. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
The way I really feel about truth, girl, instead of lies. You give me light, yeah. When there is darkness, you give me sunshine instead of clouds.
This is Mike from Somewhere There. Tune in every Wednesday from 6 to 7. We'll go on a journey across genres and decades, only here at WYXR, 91.7 FM Memphis.
WYXR.
Thank you very much. You know, no pod is complete without the blues. I mean, the way down. Low down, dirty blue. I wonder would everybody get together with me, kind of sort of get in now, and let's get the blue. Everybody now.
You know my nest is still warm. Oh, but my little bird has flown.
Hi, this is Katie from Waxahachie. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Each other about 10 months. Yeah, I think it's, yeah. You and John are real tight, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, is that an engagement ring? Oh, congratulations. Oh, he slipped it on your finger last night, huh? He's the luckiest man in the world, you know? He should be real proud to have someone like you. Oh yeah, what I wanted to talk to you about is, well, there's something that's been bugging me for about 5 months, and I've been carrying it around with me, and it's getting heavier and heavier every day, and you know, it's almost to the boiling point. I have to get it off my chest. Yeah. I'm not trying to be fresh or anything, because I know you're John's girl, but I just have to tell you this. You see, I have a great deal of respect for you. I'm not being, you know, not going to left field on you. But dear, you see, I'm going to take you back to my childhood in a way. See, we had quite a big family. We went, you know, very rich. Sometimes we lived from day to day. But one thing we did do, we went to church every Sunday. You know, Mama took us to church. And I was in the choir, too. Yeah, I sang a little bit then. Sunday school. And she taught us the golden rule, 10 commandments. And she said, son, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. She said, don't steal, don't rob. You know, all the things that good parents try to instill in their children. Well, you know, I did, a few little things, like shoot hook. I guess every kid will shoot hooky, you know, once. And she said, stay out of trouble. You know, when I was a teenager, I didn't, you know, break in or burglarize or rob anybody, you know. I tried to work for what I got, you know, tried to be honest. You know, didn't commit no crimes or nothing. But you know, I had to wait until I reached manhood to commit a crime, according to the court of love, if there is such a court. But you know, sometimes you're forced into things like this. See, sometimes Cupid can shoot his arrow so fast you can't get out of the way, you know? And you can fall, and the more you, something just like being in quicksand, too. The more you wiggle, the deeper you sink. I ain't gonna take up too much of your time. You see, I'm not very good with words, and I had to tell you all of that, you know, to really say what I got to say. See, it's a lot of talk going around town. And I'm on the make for John's girl. You know, Ike is on the make for John's girl. But, you know, I don't mean to do anybody wrong, because I don't want nobody to bother anything that belongs to me. But, you see, I've never seen anybody like you. I've never known anybody like you. And there's some things you just can't help. You know, at night I toss and turn. I try to keep it out of my mind. But, you see, I find myself thinking about you. I just can't help it. And right now,
stand accused of loving you too much. And I hope it's not a crime, 'cause if it is, I'm guilty. Loving you, oh yeah. If I do, everyone is gonna, they're gonna cry, they're gonna say, guilty. Oh, life is guilty of loving a sweet girl like you. I know you belong to another. I may not stand the ghost of a chance. I'll stand on top of Mount Everest and proud to tell the world that I love you. Oh yes, I will, because I just can't. I can't help myself. I'm a victim of circumstance. And just one, ooh, one touch of your hand. I don't know how it happened, but just look at me. I find myself trembling on the witness stand, and I'm shouting out all over the land. Guilty of loving you, yeah. I said I'm guilty, but what can I do? I wanna hold you, I wanna squeeze you tight. I want myself. She belongs to another, and that ain't right. I didn't ask to fall in love with you. I just couldn't help myself. And now I'm strung out. Don't know what to do. No. I'm guilty.